Now, how do we get from a level of brand new at something and not very good to a level of mastery? Well, these are five steps, but the process looks more like this. The process of learning, according to Abraham Maslow, starts with everyone in a particular location called unconscious incompetence. That is, people get in a place where they're brand new at something and they don't even know that they don't know how to do it. They don't even know that they're not competent. Be like a little kid who doesn't even know he doesn't know how to tie his shoes. That's not bad, it's not wrong, it's just what it is. The bottom line, though, is hopefully you get out of that place and move to at least step two, called conscious incompetence. Conscious incompetence is when you now know that you don't know something. What happens is this child doesn't know how to tie his shoes and one day keeps tripping over his shoelaces, smacking his face in the dirt, and has what we call an aha experience, where he looks around and says, gosh, these guys aren't, you know, falling down, I wonder why. And he says, well, they know how to tie their shoes and I don't. So as a result, what happens is he starts to now at least know that he doesn't know something. You've probably had to deal with people who didn't know something and didn't know they didn't know it, and that kind of bothered you since you did. But hopefully they will do what you and I have done, being such advanced creatures that we are, and we moved at least to number three, which is conscious competence. Conscious competence means you now know you're not competent, so you work at it. You find something, you grind it out, you apply something new. The guy's tying his shoes, and sure enough, he learns how to do it. But this is the stage when you tied your shoes, and your tongue was had to be sticking outside of your mouth on a certain angle, you know. And if somebody started talking, you went, shh, can't you see? I'm tying my shoes, you know. And all your focus was there to pull it off. And some of the skills we're going to give you when they're brand new, we're going to give you some weird words. Like, we're going to teach you how to get people's attention by screaming pigs. A nice acronym that you can use. S is going to be for smiling. C is for compliments. And you're going to go, oh, God, do I have to remember this garbage? Just push yourself through that mode. Get beyond it. Just say, okay, I'm going to keep doing it because I know I'll end up at level four, which is our goal, unconscious competence. Unconscious competence is when you are a master, when you don't have to think about it anymore, when you can just do something and it happens, where somebody says, absolutely, there's no way on earth, and you have this inner smile. Or they say no, and you actually smile. You go, no. And they look at you kind of funny, and you begin to actually have an input right away with them, and you don't even have to think about how to do it. So this is our goal, and this is what we're going for. Now, how can we approach making sure that this happens, and what are the elements, really, that make the difference? Well, number one is making a decision. If you want real power, power isn't just deciding right now and committing yourself to mastery. And I know that sounds simplistic, and it is. But if you really make a decision, what the word decision means is to cut off from anything else. If you make a decision that I'm going to cut off any other possibility but mastering this material during the time of this course, that I'm going to leave this course absolutely effective in using the cutting-edge technology of how to change people and influence people, including myself, if that is an absolute necessity for you, you will absolutely succeed. Now, I'm going to share with you the results of my modeling project. That is, in interviewing 100 of some of the best salespeople literally in the world, what is it that all these people have in common? What is it that all these people do consistently that makes them so successful? And I think you're going to be rather surprised when you hear what it is. It's probably not what you think. I thought the answer would be that they're the best closers, that they really had the most skill. They knew how to handle objections better than anybody else. I found out that was not the single most important thing. They were good at closing, but invariably the thing that set them apart from all the rest was not that they were more skilled, not that they had more ability, but that they used more of their ability because of one thing they all had in common. Each one of these men and women had developed compelling enough reasons to tap their full ability or skill every single day. They had found reasons to drive themselves to give 1,000% and above. When everybody else quit, they were still going strong, not just in hours, but in level of commitment to excellence. Compelling reasons is the difference between an amateur, somebody average, or someone who is the very best in the world. But you gotta find the reasons to do so. I talk to salespeople invariably. A lot of times what they tell me is they say, you know, Tony, I really love my product and I really love these things, but, you know, I'm just lazy. And what I tell people is you're not lazy, you just have impotent goals. You don't have anything that's driving you. You don't have anything to push you, to get you up early and keep you up late. The number one thing that I found these people, especially the people earning $250,000 a year or more, I'm talking about movers and shakers in their industry, the top 0.25% of the entire industry. Those people are compelling people because they're compelled. They have goals and dreams. They are selling not just to make money. They are selling not just to win a contest. They are selling because for them, it is the process of what life is about. It's about leaving their mark and having an impact. It's about getting people in a place that's better than they were. It's about creating new choices. And they are driven by it. And when I interview salespeople that are struggling, the number one thing that comes up instantly is they don't have enough reasons. I'm here to tell you that if you listen to nothing else I say in this entire program but this, this could affect your life more than anything else. And that is this. 80% of success in selling and influencing or virtually anything else in life comes down to finding a big enough why. And 20% is figuring out how. See, why comes first, how comes second. When you go sit down with a customer, if you could really get a big enough why where in your gut you believe that them having this product is the most important thing, it's 10 times more important than the minor inconvenience of time or money or the hassle to make a change. If you believe that in your gut and you don't know anything about closing, I guarantee you can influence that person. But you got to get that why. And you got to get a big enough why to get yourself out of bed in the morning and meet a new person. I'm talking to you right now because I'm compelled. I want, in my own little way, to have this hallucination that I've impacted the quality of your life by some ideas I shared with you and that you went and used. And that drives me. I believe that that feeling that I have right now can influence you to be a more powerful persuader also. Just like that feeling inside of you can influence anyone else to do what you want, to make a difference in their life. And if you do that, you'll have all the income you can imagine. But that's the number one common denominator amongst all top producers. They are compelled to be the best. They have lots of reasons. It's about being the best. It's about giving. It's about sharing. For some people, it's about glorifying God. For some people, it's about discipline. But you need to find what is the most compelling aspect of life that'll drive you to be your best. And we're going to do some exercises here to help you discover that. So if you say, well, gosh, you know, I don't know what that is. You will know by the end of this program.